Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to talk about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ at the center of the readings this week at Mass. We celebrate the exaltation of the cross. Yesterday we celebrated Lady of Sorrows, who was at the foot of the cross. So the church is leading us to meditate on the reality of the victory of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and its implications in each one of our lives. And so I want to continue to touch on that just a little bit in some of the readings as well, coming from Timothy, the continuation of the readings we've been going through. God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's possible now, been made possible by the cross, by Jesus. That's why he sent his only son. And that Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. He's the only savior of the world. And there's so much confusion, even in the church, with, you know, many of the baptized who just seem to be in a place of unbelief almost about who Jesus is. You know, there's so many people who don't think Jesus is fully God. He's a great moral teacher. He has much wisdom to give us, but it misses the point about the central reality of the glory and majesty of who Jesus is, and that salvation is possible, and the work of the cross. Jesus was not just an ordinary man being crucified and a special guy who was particularly kind and warm and wise. This was the God-man. This was God's son. This was perfect love. It's the perfect man becoming a perfect sacrifice for the sake of the salvation of the world. It's so important for us to be able to see it. So I want to read a little bit from St. Paul today in 1 Corinthians, which I talked a little bit about earlier in the week. By the way, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the programs, friends, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. Take some time to browse the website while you're there. We've got lots of YouTube videos that you can watch, my radio program, Sister Anne's Food for the Journey, lots of good products, free stuff there to help you, our newsletter articles that I think would encourage you very much. It's at renewalministries.net. Simplest way to stay in touch with the programs, our television and radio programs and videos, is to download the Renewal Ministries app, renewalministries.net. Just go to the App Store and download it. And then also the Ave Maria app is very apt. It's very useful. This program and many of the programs that the Ave Maria produces are just so good and so helpful. And if you have the apps, it's easy to access any program you want kind of at any time at your convenience, because sometimes these shows are on and they're played at, you know, difficult hours, 5:30 in the morning or others when it's difficult, when most of us are sleeping and don't have access to it. So St. Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, spoke earlier in the week, Paul's famous line in verse 18, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it's the power of God." The very power of God is manifested most powerfully in the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, you can look at the whole cosmos and just be overwhelmed by the power and majesty of God. And it gives you some sense of, wow, how powerful God must be. And his power is demonstrated there, as well as his creativity and beauty in so many ways, his glory. But it's on the cross, in the cross of Jesus Christ, that his greatest power is manifested. Because the love of God brought down the hatred and rebellion of Satan and all that's set against the human race, the principalities and powers, the rulers of this present darkness were destroyed in that act of love that saves us. And it's that act of love that makes it possible for a fallen race of people, those who had fallen from glory because of sin, to be raised now, to share in the glory of God, which means, as St. John said in the gospel, he gave us power to become children of God. It took Christ's power, it took Christ's death on the cross, in the transmission of what he did and accomplished on the cross to us in baptism. It took a unique power. It took God's power to communicate the life of God to us, so that we could become a new creation, so that we could literally become the children of God, born again through water and the Spirit. Now, every human being bears the image of God. And to that way, in that broad sense, we are children of God because we bear his image, but we're fallen, alienated, as St. Paul says, without hope in the world, not possible to live as children of God. We don't have the life of God in us. That's the reality of original sin that needed to be dealt with. And Jesus gave us a new life. Christianity is life. And so this is why the cross is the power of God. It's there that heaven and earth met in the heart of Jesus. And it's in from the heart of Jesus that the new creation begins. But he goes on. He talks about how the cross is foolishness to the world. Because why? Because he looked like a failed Messiah. He died a criminal outside the walls of his own city. And what possible good could that do? He's a failure. It was just the opposite. That's the wisdom of men. And the wisdom of men is that real power lies elsewhere, in our smarts, in our weapons, in our money, in whatever. But the power of God is revealed in this way, in part to humble, proud human minds. Your ways, God's ways are not our ways are not God's ways. God thinks different than we do. God values things different than we value them. We're filled with the self. He's selfless. We're filled with pride, anger, rage, lust, confusion, and some good stuff mixed in there. But we're a fallen people, and we have sin-sick hearts, and we have at the core of that sin-sickness is human pride that refuses to give to God what is God's, and this is why Jesus died the way he died. So verse 26, Paul goes on and says, "For consider your call, brethren. Not many of you were wise according to the flesh. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even the things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no flesh might boast in the presence of God." This is human temptation, to boast in the presence of the Creator. And God had to show us that all our might, all our smarts, all our resources could not solve the fundamental human dilemma, the battle with sin and death, the fact of our being eternally separated from God and under condemnation. And what saved us is the foolishness of the cross. What the world can't, we couldn't see any value there, couldn't see any power there, couldn't see, there's nothing there. Blinded to the reality of the love which was present. And through the gospel and the help of the Holy Spirit, we come to see the absolute, astounding power that was at work in Christ, in the love that brought him to the cross and how he expected. This is the greatest power in the universe. Not our nuclear bombs, not all the things human beings lean on and exalt in. And Paul said that none of us have anything to boast in. No one does. And he says, you know, some people who are of noble birth, there's a temptation to boast. People who are very wealthy, there's a temptation to boast and separate oneself from the herd, so to speak. People who are naturally gifted at a very high level can see themselves as superior to other people and to miss the whole point and get caught up in that pride of mind. And verse 29 again, God used the cross so that no man can boast, no flesh, no human being. God is the source, Paul says, of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom, our righteousness, and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Friends, we really don't have anything to boast in. Although human beings do it a lot, we spend a lot of time either boasting, listening to other people boast, or wishing we could boast in what they're boasting in. But true wisdom is insight, knowledge that everything I have has been given to me by God. And left to my own devices, there's no hope for me, literally. without the help of God, to come into a supernatural way, which is the only ultimately true way, the supernatural way of living, and exalting things God exalts. Instead of fame and money and power and the things in this world that get exalted all the time, think about what Jesus said about the Sermon on the Mount. What does he value? You know, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. I mean, the poor in spirit look to God for everything. They don't boast and say, I got it all. Those who mourn, we weep over the state of the human race and its fallenness and the disconnection between God and us and the reality of sin. There's a whole lot there to mourn. It's a humble heart. God is meek. Blessed are the meek. They shall inherit the earth. Not the dominant, the aggressive, the warmonger, the proud, the rich, but the meek. Meekness is strength under control. It's man's strength, human being's strength at the service of love, walking in humility in the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm meek and I'm humble of heart, the most powerful person that ever walked the face of the earth by far. No, nothing even close. What's he like? He said, I'm meek and I'm humble. That's really not, he's turning the world on its head. And then he values, he said, those who hunger and thirst for holiness, that is to be set apart for God, to belong to God. It's our great joy to belong to another and not to pound my chest and assert my own identity and strength and superiority over other people. That's the poison of pride and living in a fallen world. Blessed are the pure in heart, you know, the man and woman of one thing. Pure heart set on what's first, the love of God, love of neighbor. Blessed are the merciful, extending the mercy like we receive from the Lord himself in our lives. Blessed are those who seek peace, not division and hatred. Peacemakers, those are the children of God. And then, of course, Jesus said, blessed are those who are persecuted. He said, you know, when this happens to you, jump for joy. Do you see how different we are by nature? How unique Christ is and where the Holy Spirit is bringing us. I mean, that should lead us to be humbled when we see that, but not discouraged. Because the work of the Holy Spirit in us just say, yes, I see it, Lord. Help me value that. Help me walk in your footsteps. I don't want to boast, Lord. I want to boast in you. It's foolish for me to boast in myself and my looks and my accomplishments, my trophies and my this, that, and the other thing. It really is foolish. But Lord, I'm tempted to do it. Help me. Help me walk in humility. Help me lift others up and help me boast in you. Lord, we thank you today. Together, with one heart, for what you've done for us, what you've shown us, what you've accomplished for us, what you've given to us. Lord, help us to see what you see, to feel what you feel. Help us to value what you value. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit and the new heart that we've been given. Thank you for the church who feeds us, helps us, guides us, shepherds us, loves us. Lord, we pray for the church. We pray for our leaders. That all of us, for your glory, for the sake of the salvation of the world, could look more like you and think more like you. Come, Lord Jesus, change us, fill us. Mother Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.